Good morning. Today is Thursday, July the 20th. Joining us this morning from Eureka City Schools, Fred Van Fleck. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How long have you been up?
Since 5.
Oh, boy. And a little coffee? You bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Our quote this morning. Boy. Rothschild. There's a bunch of French names in front of it, but I got the Rothschild out. The mind cannot act the role of the heart. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. That is.
So what's keeping you busy these days?
Oh, lots of things. You know, the things that's interesting is, especially right now, is just the amount of construction that we have going on in Eureka City Schools. Lots of projects happening at lots of different sites.
The attention, the obvious, the visible, is going to be what's out in front, the dust-causing stuff. But during summertime, you guys do a fair amount of just maintenance things. Are those going on also, just kind of in the background this time? Or have the major projects kind of replaced some of the smaller projects and all hands are on deck for the big ones?
So we have several different crews that are working right now. We have our maintenance crew, which is doing deferred maintenance type stuff on buildings. They're going full force working on things, making sure that we're ready for school to start. We have our grounds crew who is working on sprinklers and landscape projects and getting everything cleaned up. We have our custodial crews who are working on the interiors of the buildings, doing all the stripping, the waxing, the deep cleaning inside the classrooms, making sure everything is ready to go. And then, of course, the construction projects are done primarily by outside firms. And then we actually manage those projects within the district, though. That was one of the things that we did differently this time as compared to the last bond that was done in the early 2000s. We are managing all of our projects internally, saving a tremendous amount of money.
So did you assign that to one of your head or senior maintenance guys to kind of be the overseer of it? I mean, I wouldn't imagine you would have a project coordinator on staff just kind of sitting around waiting for projects to happen.
Correct. Well, it's really a three-man team that we have doing the different things. One of those being Charlie Bettini, who is our director of maintenance. He's really our boots on the ground in the weekly meetings in the trailer, the construction trailer, having those conversations. And then we have Paul Ziegler, our assistant superintendent of business services, who is...
Who knows how to wear jeans periodically.
I don't know. I've never seen him.
I know. That's wearing a suit. Let's put him out on the site and see how dirty he can get in his... Yeah.
Yep. And then the third person is me, just bringing the construction knowledge that I had in schools when I did my little stint down in the Central Valley.
So you're saying Charlie's pretty much running solo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And reporting to others.
Yes.
Of course. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information
Time. How long have you been up?
No, I'm looking at the clock trying to level it up. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck. Fred, the maintenance projects, is there any one or two that really leap out that folks are going to be excited about? Let's say they're going to Eureka High. So, okay, these projects at the elementary school and the junior highs, doesn't really affect them.
Maintenance projects or new construction projects?
Take your pick. I mean, what is going to be a change other than clean carpets and then that they're going to experience when they go to their school campus.
Well, you know, that's interesting because you talk about the maintenance, and that's such a, you know, that Charlie and his crew won't like this comment, but it's such a non-glorious deal, because when you do maintenance, that's like you're going in and you're changing a pipe and you bury it again, and the sink still works the same.
But paint.
Yep.
Paint. Yeah, I mean, painting the school is cool. I mean, it's like new, it's fresh, it's different. Ta-da!
But it's pretty much the same color, so we don't change our colors a whole much. Right now, Eureka High School, the main building, Eureka High School, is getting painted because we like the colors. They look good. They're nice. So, you know, it's not like a home where you get a wild hair and decide to change it from blue to yellow.
Why not? Let's look at Eureka High as specific. There's a lot of cool things that are up in the trim and the that over the years hasn't been highlighted. You know, it's like having a Victorian and not highlighting the gingerbread.
Actually, if you look up there, there's a lot of it that has been accentuated up there. And I'm going to tell you the reality. You know, at school with colors, it's kind of like my marriage. You know.
Oh, you sure you want to go down that trail?
Oh yeah, this is a good one. You'll like this one.
Okay.
So you know,
well, it's not if I like it or not.
My wife says I want this color. You go paint it, and I'm fine. That's good. As long as I don't have to pick the color. And as a superintendent, I want nothing to do with picking what color anything is going to be, because you know it's so interesting how personal people get with the colors that you pick for something. And to me, it doesn't matter.
Just where you work? Of course, you work in a building that's got a blue metal roof. So,
I heard it was on a heck of a fire sale. That's what I heard. We got blue because it was
good.
Very inexpensive.
That works. But you see some of the architectural accents, and it could be. I realize you can't just get a spray gun and blast it off. There would be some additionals with that. But it just, you know, those small little things, it's kind of like, do you plant rhododendrons or trees? You know, mm-hmm. One's going to give you a little color, a little pop, a little something different. And the other's, okay, fine.
Right.
Those types of things.
But going back to the exciting projects.
Apparently painting is not one of those for you. Okay.
You are accurate. So anyway, the exciting projects.
Once a farm boy.
Eureka High School, the board will be approving the bid for the modernization of the music building, which was built in 1939, has not been touched. Basically since 1939, other than routine repair and maintenance.
39 is when that little building?
Yes.
It doesn't look Art Deco. It doesn't look anything like some of the other structures on the high school campus,
nope,
do.
Nope, it's just a box.
It's just
nothing fancy about it at all. Wood-built building. But excited about that. Low bidder on that building was Pearson Construction. So I suspect that the board will approve that contract at their board meeting next Thursday, and then construction on that will start pretty much immediately there following. The music students will be displaced for a while, and that's the mantra of school construction: short-term pain for the long-term gain. So that's a project that's happening real soon.
Is it a total new structure Greg's going to be working on, or is it working with what's there and kind of getting inside and more of a major remodel?
That's correct. A major remodel is what it is. It is working with the bones of the building that are there and putting a new face on it and modernizing it and bringing it up to the current codes for sure. So that's an exciting project for Eureka High School that will be happening soon. The other exciting project for both the community and Eureka High School is the gymnasium building. So we just concluded our public comment period on the environmental impact report, which is part of that whole California Environmental Quality Act, the CEQA process. And the board is set to make their decision on what they're going to do regarding the Eureka High School gymnasium on Thursday, a week from today.
Was there, I know we've had discussions over the past, a lot of reaction? Positive or negative, or just, you know, attaboys at the grocery store?
Actually, on the informal level, there's been a lot of conversation from community members has been, you need to build a new gym. The formal process and the formal comments that we got through that EIR process were just four. two of them were from the same person, so there are three unique individuals. And those three unique individuals are in favor of preserving the existing gym for what they see as its historical value. However, in the environmental impact report, it was determined by a historical architect, Paige Turnbull, who was actually recommended to us by the Heritage Society to use Paige Turnbull. They also did the Carson building. They determined that the building does not qualify for the national or state historical rules. So it's really, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't qualify for historical building at this point.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Fred.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck, Superintendent of Eureka City Schools. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Fred, you mentioned before the break about the gym going to the board for final authorization. What kind, if presuming that everybody's on board, because that kind of seems to be the general consensus.
No pun intended.
Of course it's intended. You know, I hate that phrase because people use it because it may be maybe subconscious instead of a conscious effort, but no, puns are intended. It's, I think, the way we clear our mind.
Absolutely.
With the gym, you talked about interruption with the music department building on the campus. Well, the gym is not going to be a 10-week project. Whenever you start it, it ain't going to happen that way. So what is the timeline? You get to go August 1, go. Okay. What is that? How does that play out? What does that look like? What's the community to expect?
Well, it depends on what the board finally chooses as the alternative that they want to do. I don't know. I have not pulled the board. The board has not made any public decision as far as what they're going to do with the gymnasium. If I was a betting person, I would be betting that they probably will select to build a new gym. That's why we started down the CEQA process, is because they wanted to see if there were any other alternatives out there. And what the environmental impact report really turned up was the alternatives are, one, do nothing. The board
which really isn't viable.
Right.
I mean, the community would react really.
Right. Yeah. So that's not a real option. Option number two is to build a new gym and leave the existing gym there. Option number three.
And just kind of watch it implode?
Pretty much.
Over time?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Because we wouldn't be able to afford to maintain it because that's just not a reality, because there's so many things.
So that'd be a health and safety issue too.
Right.
Okay. Right.
So I don't think that's a real viable option, but it is an option. Option number three is to just modernize the existing gym and put the money in that one, and that's the most expensive option. And then option number four is to build a new gym and then demolish the existing gym.
And that's one that the recommendations are, not only from staff, but from the other folks, the architects and
correct. Correct. And the recommendations are there not because we don't like the existing gym, because that's the most economically feasible way to go. The architect's estimate to build a new gym we really have full control over, because if we start coming in over estimate, we start reeling things back and saying, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. As opposed to if you pick the option of modernizing the existing gym, the architect's estimate is $19 million. And there's so much unforeseen once you get inside there. It's almost never on that budget that originally gets put there. And so you just can't control the cost, because once you open the doors and you find, or the wall, excuse me, and you find that there's a, let's say, a broken pipe that you didn't know about, it's not like you can say, well, we're just not going to fix that.
Patch
the wall.
Yeah, patch
exactly,
the wall.
Exactly.
So I don't, or go down and get another can of paint.
Right, right. All yes, right. There you go.
You painting Maven you.
Okay. Yeah, just close your eyes and pick a color. But the reality is, I think that the board probably, don't know for sure, but probably will go with building the new gym. And so going back to your question of the timelines, if that were to happen, there is a brief period that we have to wait once the board makes their decision to see if there are any appeals or anything like that. And then,
so even though the entire process has gone through, there's still more sitting and waiting?
There is a period of sitting and waiting, and I can't remember whether it's 30 or 45 days after that to get it finalized in order for it to move forward. The board is the final decision maker. There is no appeal beyond that. The only way that you can change anything was if someone were to take the district to court and say, we don't agree with your decision.
Now, one of the four options that are in front of the board, they don't have a chance to then adjust and amend those four. It's choose which one you want, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
So the opportunity for input has already occurred, right?
From the public?
Yeah.
It has, yes.
Okay. So they make their determination.
Right.
Let's say Papstein doesn't like it. Other than get a grip, what is the response? I mean, what would I be looking to do if everything else has been vetted and everything else has been gone through?
Your last opportunity to speak would be at the public hearing on Thursday night at 5:30 at the Eureka City Schools District office. That is the last opportunity before the board makes their final decision.
So that 30 to 45 is pretty much if somebody really wants to be a goofball and hit you with a lawsuit?
That's correct. That's correct.
That would really require somebody to be either very vested in their position or just digging their heels in up to their hips, wouldn't
it? That is accurate. That is accurate. Because we have followed a very thorough process to make sure that we knew all the alternatives that are out there, the potential impacts to the environment with any of these to determine whether or not it is a historical building. We did a true good faith effort to find that out. We followed recommendations of the Heritage Society as far as the historical architect we hired to make the determination if it was a historical building. We want to be good neighbors in the community and do the most transparent process that we possibly can, so the board has all the information that they need to have in order to make that decision.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42. We'll be back with more from Mr. Van Fleck.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck. Fred, since last we got together, there was a settlement of a lawsuit that had kind of been percolating for a while. Haven't heard much about it either before, after, or during, unless you happen to be, I guess, on the Cutton School Board or the Eureka School Board. What was the gist of all of that?
Well, a couple things. First, never was a lawsuit.
Well, what was it?
It was a conversation. And so okay. One of the priorities.
Swords left at the door? or did they come into the room?
No, swords were left at the door.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that was a priority for my board, I can't speak for the Cutton board, but one of the things that was a priority for my board is they wanted to keep the conversations between Cutton and Eureka City Schools as informal as possible and as little involvement of attorneys as possible. And we're successful at that. We started the conversations in December, and just so everyone knows what this is about, it's a disagreement about inter-districts. There was about 130 or so students that were attending Cutton schools that lived in Eureka City School District's boundaries that inter-districts were never completed for, so we had no idea that they were attending Cutton schools. And this violated a countywide interdistrict agreement. And to put that in perspective, revenue that each student generates is about $7,000. And this had been happening for years and years. And so it created some controversy between the two districts. We were able to work out a deal that we could both agree with. Eureka City Schools was not interested in money. We were much more interested in some sort of enrollment management practice, meaning potentially limiting the number of students able to attend on inter-districts. We really wanted to have an equal number in and out of Cutton. We have about 40 students from Cutton that come to Eureka City Schools on inter-districts.
Now, this is at the pretty much the elementary school level, right?
That's correct, K through 6.
Because it's just a K-6
right.
District.
Okay. Right, right. And so at the end of the day, they were not interested in that. They threw out a monetary offer almost immediately. And at the end of the day, since we didn't want to go to court and we didn't want to make a big battle of it, we agreed to the monetary offer that they suggested to us.
So what's the upshot?
Well, the upshot is for the parents that are attending either of the schools, we have some closure to because we were holding on to interdistricts there for a while and we're unsure what was going to happen. So we were able to get that closure so parents know where their children are going to go for school next year. We're continuing to discuss the countywide interdistrict agreement. We have another meeting coming up in August. That's where the 31 school districts in the county get together to discuss how we want to manage students requesting to attend other schools. The thing that we really have a problem with here in Eureka, and it's Eureka, McKinleyville, Arcata, Fortuna, they all have a net loss of students out to the schools around the edges, is it's really tearing apart our communities because our neighbors aren't able to go to school with their neighbors.
Thanks for coming by. Go have fun in summer.
Absolutely.
You contractor dude. See everybody tomorrow.